Are you thirsty?
There's no beer.
Don't look at the bottom line. Don't look at the bottom. It looks like it's water.
They say you got a boyfriend. You're happy every weekend. They're talking about you and expecting to die. But I know all the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And let's get a show of talk around down the line. You say you're coming home, but you won't say you're in.
Can I get your attention again? If you have not signed in, please sign in. And if you have, again, thank you. But we do need you to sign in if you haven't signed in at all, because we need to record this or document your attendance. Okay, thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to go ahead and get started. Sorry, it's really bright out there. Those who are in the sun, please come out. Please move forward. We don't want any heat stroke going on here. Okay, again, my name is Vince Ariola. I'm the director at the Department of Public Works. Thank you all for coming to this site visit for the
RFP for the construction of the new Simon Sanchez High School. Again, a little bit of housekeeping. We have registration here. You have to sign in order to be a bona fide proposer for this project. I'm gonna assume everybody else has signed in with the exception of the gentleman or two there that's signing in. Correct? Okay. We're also we're not recording this, but we are.
No, we are.
We're recording. Okay, we are recording, and we are taking some pictures of this. So what's going to happen today is the field you see behind me is the actual site of the school. Cedric Cruz, the architect from TRMA, will go through the site with you, and then you're more than welcome to walk the field. I apologize. The grass might be a little bit tall, but I think we've all done site visits that, and we're all capable for and prepared for something like that. Before I go further, though, I do want to ask the superintendent of the Guam Department of Education, Dr. Eric Swanson, to please come and say a few words.
Thank you, Vince. There will be few words because I know we got everybody's excited to get going to this. It's taken years to get to this point. And we don't want it to take years to finish it. So I would just want to thank everybody for their interest. And we want to be sure that you have the information that you need to put together bid packages that make sense and work and are worthy of evaluation. I know it takes a lot of work to do that. I've been around it a lot of years in my life. Thank you all for being involved, and we'll get moving with this.
Thank you very much, Dr. Swanson. Just to repeat also, we, our evaluation team, he wasn't there this morning, Mr. Benny Sinicles, he's our building permits administrator, and then of course, the principal of Simon Sanchez, Carlin Masnaya, she's part of the, evaluation committee, and by statute, by law, Dr. Swanson is the chair of the evaluation committee. Okay, so without further, speeches or whatever, let's get into the crux of this site visit, and I'll turn this over to Cedric Cruz.
Thank you, Vince. So first thing, everyone should know that the building is off limits. I think it was mentioned earlier. I'll repeat that now. It's no one. You're basically only allowed to walk through the fields along the perimeters of the building, and I'll go and get started and orient everyone to the site plan. So basically, where we're standing right now in this parking lot is located roughly right here. So as we look that way, we're looking towards F.B. Leon Guerrero School. So that's looking that way towards the existing campus, which will be demolished. And then as we look down this way along Juan Jacinto Road, we're looking towards the new campus. And we've provided two cones to mark the location of the entrance to the new school. So as down there, the two cones demarcate this location here, which is the entrance into the campus. It'll be flanked by the gymnasium, the admin building, and then from there you move through the new courtyard space. And on either side, you'll have wings A and B classrooms. And then at the end of the courtyard, which would be all the way down at the corner over there, would be the wing C classrooms and cafeteria space. The snail habitat is located at that corner of the site down there, and we've provided cones to identify the general edge of the habitat on this side of the fence. It extends past the fence. And on that topic also, the site, the actual property, extends about 200 to 220 feet beyond this fence line that exists here, right? So be mindful of that. And I think that's essentially the site overall. And that's essentially what I want to explain to everyone before they do their site visit. I think you're allotted 30 minutes for the site visit. And good luck, and everyone. And I wish you all a good site visit. And we're looking forward to everyone's proposals.
Okay, and just to repeat, the new entrance of the school will be on that side of the Jacinto Road, right. It'll be there. So the school will be facing this way. Yeah, that's for everyone's. Let's see what else.
Oh,
We actually have some reference drawings being passed out to the each proposer. So if you haven't received any of those reference drawings, please see Layla.
Okay, and also the correct me if I'm mistaken, it also includes the demolition of the existing school.
Yes.
Right. So the school will be demolished down to ground level, foundation and everything, right?
Correct.
Okay. So that'll be part of the should be part of the proposal and the construction.
I have a question, sir.
As long as it's not technical.
Do you consider the water collection basin on this site?
Oh yes. Yeah. So basically, the storm drainage will all be diverted down to that corner of the site and beyond actually the fence line into the FB Neon Guerrero school property. So some work actually will extend past the San Sanchez fence to FBLG, and that would include the storm drainage, the new habitat for the snails, and a multi-use sports field that would be shared by both schools.
Okay. And as you, since you asked that question, please send that question in writing. Okay, it's part of the RFP. Every question has to be put in writing. Okay, that's why earlier nobody asked a question, right? Because you already know it's got to be in writing. Yeah. Okay, so does anybody need copies of this? Okay, everyone's got copies of this. All right, you're more than welcome to walk the site if need be. Other than that, I think we are adjourned. Dr. Swanson, any last words?
No, just take your time to learn what you need to learn.
Okay. Thank you very much. We look forward to reviewing your proposals that are due in 60 days. 60 days, right? And so we look forward to reviewing your proposals and seeing what you have to offer. Thank you very much.
That's the other time.